Also er sagt, dass er sich nicht mehr so schlagen kann, wenn er sich nicht mehr so schlagen kann. Sagt er, dass the custom was to do work until Chatzos in Erev Pesach, and the Galilee did not do work on, at all in Erev Pesach. And the Galilee, Beis Shammai, say it's also to do work the night leading into Erev Pesach, but he'll say it's mutter until sunrise. Fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah starts with discussing a minig, and then it changes to an iser. Rechon and answer, the beginning of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who said it's a minig, and the end of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's also according to Halacha. We find this in a Brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says, Acham allowed work in Yehuda, but not in the Galilee. Rabbi Meir argued and said it's all dependent on the minig. Fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone accidentally rips out grain from the ground on the 13th of Nisan, he may replant it on that day, and it will be considered as planted in the ground when the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan, and thereby it will become mutter to eat. It seems he's only allowed to do this on the 13th of Nisan, and not on the 14th, presumably because the 14th is also to do work. Based on this, how could Rabbi Yehuda say above that the Rabbanan allowed work to be done in Yehuda? Rava said the statement of Yehuda was said in regard to the Galil. Why does it have to be planted on the 13th? Why can't it be planted on the night entering the 14th? Rav Sheshir said, this is following Beis Shammai, who says the night going into the 14th is also to do work. Rav Ashi answers, it can even follow Beis Hillel. The reason he discusses the 13th is because people don't do work in the fields when it's dark, so therefore it's unlikely that someone would accidentally pull out grain at night. Ravina gives a different teretz altogether. He says Rabbi Yehuda may even be discussing replanting the grain in Yehuda. The reason it must be done on the 13th is because it must be rooted before the Omer is brought on the 16th. And to take root, it needs a minimum of 2 full days and a partial third day. Therefore, it must be planted before the 14th begins, meaning on the 13th, so that it has time to take root on the 14th and 15th and the partial of the 16th. Zakta Mishnah Ramei says any work project that one had begun before the 14th may be completed on the 14th in the Galil, but one may not begin a new project on the 14th even if it could be completed before Chatzos. The Chum say three tradesmen may work even in the Galil and even on new projects until Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Tailors, barbers, and launderers. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says shoemakers are included in this list as well. Fedek, the Gemara's Ramei discussing completing something that's needed for Yom Tif, but if it's not needed for Yom Tif, you're not even allowed to complete something that was already started, or is he discussing something that's needed for Yom Tif, but something that's not needed for Yom Tif may even be begun on Erev Yom Tif. Or is he discussing something that's not needed for Yontif, but something that is needed for Yontif may even be begun on Erev Yontif? Or does he mean to say, no, whether needed for Yontif or not, a project may be completed but never begun on Erev Yontif? Mara says, the Brisa says that one may not begin to make even a small belt or hat on the 14th. Seemingly the word even is teaching that even though it's needed for Yom Tov, a project may only be completed, not begun. But if something that's needed, something that's not needed, the Chayra, it may not even be finished on the 14th. Mara says, not a Raya, it could be that even if it's not needed for Yom Tov, a project may be finished on the 14th. The Brisa's use of the word even may be teaching that even though these items are very small in the beginning, the project is really completing them at the same time, still it may not be begun on the 14th. The Brisa says, or Meir says, a project which is needed for Yom Tov may be completed on the 14th only if it was begun before the 14th, even a small belt or hat. This clearly seems to say that only something needed for Yom Tov may be completed on the 14th. The Mara says, no, it could be that even if it's not needed for Yom Tov, a project may be finished on the 14th. The Brisa may be teaching that even if it's needed for Yom Tov, a project may only be finished, not begun. A Brisa says, or Meir says, a project that's needed for Yom Tov may be finished on the 14th, but if it's not needed for Yom Tov, it may not be finished on the 14th. In a place where the custom is to do work on the 14th, one may even complete a project that's not needed for Yom Tov. The Brisa is clearly a proof that in a place where the custom is to prohibit work, one may only complete a project that is needed for Yom Tov. Shema Mina. The Mishnah says, "Chamayim shalish umaniyos." A Brisa explains tailors may work on the 14th because an unskilled person may even sew on Chalamoid. Barbers and launderers may work because one who comes from overseas or from prison on Chalamoid may take a haircut and wash his clothes. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Yehuda, says a shoemaker may work because people traveling to Yerushalayim for Yontif may fix their shoes on Chalamoid. The Chum says since one only may repair shoes on Chalamoid, you're never allowed to make new shoes, and therefore it gives them no right to make shoes on Erev Yontif. Zok the Mishnah, one may place eggs under a chicken to warm on the 14th of Nisan. One may also return a chicken that has run away from the egg it was sitting on. If the chicken dies, one may replace it with another chicken. Next, one may sweep away waste from the animals on the 14th of Nisan. On Chalamoid, one may only push the waste to the side. Next, one may bring kalim to and get kalim from a craftsman, even though they're not needed for Yom Tov. Zok the Fekta Gemara, the Mishnah said that we may place an egg under a chicken, so surely we can return the chicken that ran away. Abaye said the chiddush of that part of the Mishnah is that we can return a chicken to the egg, even on Chalamoid. Rav Huna said this is only true if we return the chicken within 3 days of it having run away, in which case a chicken is typically willing to resume the warming process, the incubation, and only if it had already started sitting on it on the egg for 3 days already, in which case the egg will be totally ruined if the warming process is not continued. We allow the returning of the chicken only to prevent the total and substantial loss. Rav Ami said even if it's within 3 days of the warming process having begun, a chicken may be returned to the egg on Chalamoid. We allow the returning of the chicken even to prevent a small loss. The Mishnah said Garfim Mitachas. A Brisa says one may move the waste to the side of the chotzer, and one may totally remove the waste from a stable and a chotzer. In fact, remember, the Brisa first says you only let him move the waste of a chotzer to the side, and then it says you're allowed to totally remove from the chotzer. Abaye said the first halacha discusses Chalamoid, the second halacha discusses the Erev Yom Tov. Rava said both discuss Chalamoid. The Brisa is saying on Chalamoid, the waste should only be pushed to the side. The Brisa then says if there's so much waste that the chotzer becomes like a stable itself, it may be totally removed. The Mishnah had said, Merlichen Kelim, Viyami Beisa Woman. Our Papa said, Rava would test the Talmidim with the following. He said, our Mishnah says that the Kelim may be brought to and taken from the craftsman, even if it's not needed for Yomtiv, but a Braisa says that we may not take Kelim from a craftsman if we're concerned that they'll be stolen from the craftsman, we may move them to another Chatzar. The Talmidim answered, our Mishnah is discussing Erev Yomtiv. The Braisa is discussing Chalamoid. The Gemara says, we can also answer that both are discussing Chalamoid, but the Mishnah is discussing where we don't trust the craftsman, so we're allowed to take the Kelim home. And the Braisa is discussing where we do trust the craftsman, so the Rabbanan did not allow him to take it home. For acting Gemara, this doesn't answer the difference between our Mishnah, which allows bringing the Keli to the craftsman, and the other Mishnah, which says it's prohibited to do so. Gemara says we have to go back to the original answer. Our Mishnah is discussing the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and the Mishnah is discussing Chalamoyed.